Survivors of a rare form of cancer linked to breast implants say a crackdown on the practice is well overdue. Australia's medical device watchdog has suspended 8 high-risk implants and increased reporting requirements for all implants sold in Australia. Cancer survivors also hope it'll raise awareness of the potentially deadly cancer and help women identify early if they're at risk. Julia Holman has this report.
It's still raw for Carol Camilleri to talk about her cancer diagnosis.
It's very emotional, really touches your heart. I never expected that I would get cancer because I had breast implants.
It took the Sydney woman decades to decide to get breast implants, a decision she now regrets.
It is very personal why anyone gets implants. And for me, I had a deformity that I was born with. So I don't want to, you don't want to tell people that, do you? You know, you think if I didn't get the implants, this wouldn't have happened. Perhaps was I too vain? Was I wrong in wanting to just have normal breasts? All I really wanted, just have normal breasts.
She first noticed that there was a problem when 3 years after getting implants, her breast started to swell.
I also had a lump develop on my breastbone that had the cancer in that. So the lump had to be scraped out. And then I had, and I also had 23 lymph nodes taken out because my lymph nodes had lit up after a PET scan. So we were concerned that the cancer had spread. Luckily it had not.
She was terrified when she got the diagnosis.
The doctors and surgeons saying rare to you meant death to me. And then I had to tell my family, I had to tell my friends, I had to tell my work colleagues, and these people did not even know that I had implants. So for me, I felt there was a double whammy to tell multiple stories at once.
The type of cancer Carol had is called ALCL. Professor Anand Deva has been studying the safety of breast implants for years and says that ALCL, while rare, can be deadly.
Overall, global reports are now suggesting 33 women have died as a consequence of this cancer. In Australia, we now have 4 deaths. Each of these cases, and I know all of them in terms of their history, are an absolute tragedy. The condition we're talking about, thankfully, it's still very, very rare. We're talking at worst case scenario, a risk of 1 case for every 2,000 implants that are sold. To put it into perspective, it's not a condition that will happen in a lot of women.
Personal trainer Kylie Willey had breast implants for 6 years when she felt a lump. She went straight to the doctor.
It just didn't seem right that I'd get cancer. I know a lot of people say that, but I just always thought there has to have been something that I've done or something that's happened that's caused this rare form of lymphoma.
The Melbourne mum went through 18 months of aggressive chemotherapy.
Having implants isn't something that's, a vital surgery. It was a choice that I had made. And I went through a lot of guilt because my family had gone through hell with me having the chemo treatment. I'd come close to death several times with the treatment, really doing damage to my body.
She thinks there's not enough awareness about the risks associated with breast implants and believe the TGA's decision, while welcome, should have come earlier.
It frustrates me that Australia seemed to be so slow with implementing these changes when in other countries, it's already been happening. They've already been making changes. They already can see the damage that these implants are doing. I've got girlfriends that had breast implants put in 12 months ago. I keep saying to them, don't do it. But they go to these surgeons and they say, oh, they're completely fine, completely safe, you'll be fine.
An estimated 40,000 women a year get breast implants in Australia. The TGA's decision has suspended the sale of 8 implants that pose the highest risk, and there will now be more reporting requirements for all breast implants. Professor Anand Deva says women should monitor for changes in their breasts, particularly swelling, which is a common symptom of ALCL.
So my advice to them is, particularly if you're concerned, is to go back to the doctor that put the implant in and have an assessment. Most, in the majority of cases, there's nothing wrong. The implant is fine. The breast feels normal. We often get an ultrasound test to check to make sure the implant is okay. And if everything's normal, then really the message is watch and wait.
The TGA is not advising women to remove their implants due to the cancer risk being so low. But Kylie Willey has already made the decision that she's getting hers out. And Carol Camilleri, who's already had her implants removed, hopes the decision by the TGA will help make women more aware of the risks.
I'm just a normal woman who got cancer because of breast implants. And it can happen to you. You just need to please know what can happen. And women with implants, just check your breasts, and any change, go straight to your doctor.
Cancer survivor Carol Camilleri, and that report from Julia Holman.